This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about several ancient artifacts that stand as considerable evidence that the Bible is true. Stay tuned to hear how one Palestinian man is taking a stand for the Bible after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan Lestrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan Lestrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat.
One Christian in the Holy Land believes ancient artifacts reveal that the Bible is 100% true. In a recent Israel Collective film, a Palestinian man living in Israel named Zach Mishriki showcased his family's store, called Zach's Jerusalem Gifts. Zach said his family had been selling artifacts that tie to ancient Israel for hundreds of years. As a Palestinian growing up in Jerusalem, Zach's business first is biblical antiquities. He loves providing gifts that point directly back to the Bible. He says the oldest coin he has is a 4th century BC Judah. On the coin, the viewer can see an eagle, and next to it, three ancient Hebrew letters. Zach says this coin indicates that Jews lived in the region in the 4th century BC. He also says this means that Jews and Palestinians don't have to be enemies. He says this, "You know, people were like, one day we're enemies, and we said that they were our enemies, then just meeting them and understanding that they're trying very hard not to have another Holocaust, and they're doing their best to keep the law and give equality for their people. It made us appreciate them more. Our hearts were open, and we saw that their hearts were too." End quote. Zach is a Christian, and as such, he believes that no one will understand this kind of unity and peace unless they understand that God is a God of love. He says, "God sent his Son to manifest love. He is love." End quote. And that's why Zach says he loves selling ancient artifacts as gifts. He says this, "The biblical archaeology proves the Bible, and these items just open up the Bible. You know you see something and you can understand the verse in a better way. If my first identity is Christian." End quote. To read more about Zach's story, visit charismanews.com. And be sure to leave a comment about how you're praying for Israel. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.